Hi, welcome to my salon, aka Open Mic. I'm Sharon Schmielars, and my podcast today is the Mukta Vanze, a rising star in Minnesota. Find her work on coffee cup sleeves, buses and trains, multimedia performances, and comedy cabarets. Let's listen to her read Letter to My Unborn Self.
Letter to My Unborn Self. Your mother will slap you because out of frustration you'll yell, "Why can't you just learn English?" So what? You're supposed to act as translator at the welfare office, at the grocery stores, at your parent-teacher conferences. This is why they'll raise you multilingual in this strange country. On the 14th year of your life, you'll be blindsided by the fact that you had a second brother. Don't blame yourself for not knowing. Blame pain and guilt for taking residence in the hearts of your parents the night that their second son died in the hospital. Blame their need to forget and their reluctance to heal, to even tell you his name. Be thankful that they didn't give up on having more children after him, because then you wouldn't be born. Remember to bring a box of facial tissue with you when you go pick up your mother at the Chrysalis Reef factory. Don't be disgusted when she cups your face with her dusty, sap-dried hand, then kisses you. Fall asleep on the ride home, your head on her lap, and dream of a better life for her. Finish the weekend work that your third grade teacher sends you home with, and go to bed early on Friday nights, so that you can wake up 2 hours before dawn. Don't wear your good clothes, it's only the cucumber fields. Try to daydream about Saturday morning cartoons as you move down the rows, dragging your white bucket behind you. Only pick the ones as big as your five-year-old hand, or your parents won't get paid. Don't grow up resenting your mother for choosing to stay home to raise you and your brother. Kiss her every morning.